The sixth display case was empty. Or maybe it was the seventh. The doctor stifled a yawn and pointed at the emptiness. Don't tell me, Hamlet Glint's invisibility cloak, right? Or is this reserved for the lost treasure?
Very amusing, Doctor,
McCavity said without the trace of a smile.
By all accounts, the treasure wouldn't fit in there.
And the invisibility cloak?
Is hardly plausible.
Well, there's so much romance and fiction about it all, isn't there?
You mean the resurrection casket?
The doctor nodded, wondering what that might be.
What else?
No, Doctor. This case contains some impressive artifacts which I discovered were not genuine relics from Glint's treasure at all, despite the assurances I had been given.
Ah, the doctor realized.
You mean by Rod and his chum?
Indeed, which brings us back to where we started. I'm grateful for your concern, but I cannot believe that the poor man's death...
Poor men's deaths, the doctor corrected him.
I can't believe they have anything to do with the relationship I had with these blackguards.
Oh, no?
No,
McCavity said emphatically.
They sold me short. When confronted, they were happy to refund my money. Well...
A slight smile did now creep onto McCavity's face.
Perhaps happy is not the right word.
But there were no hard feelings.
I didn't have them killed, if that's what you mean.
Since that was exactly what the doctor meant, he smiled back.
Nothing could have been further from my thoughts.
Though someone had it in for that poor guy, didn't they?
He pointed to the next display case. Inside was a screaming man. Or rather, it was a stylized metal sculpture of a man. He seemed to be covered in some viscous liquid that had poured over him and was now dripping and sliding down and off his body. The features were blurred and distorted, but the mouth was open and the eyes were wide in unmistakable terror.
It depicts the death of Captain Lockhart. His ship held out against Glint for almost 17 hours. That was his reward. Covered in boiling lead as he tried to get to the escape pods.
Nasty, the doctor said quietly.
You think so?
McCavity leaned forward, smiling.
He thinks it's nasty, my love.
He muttered to himself so quietly that even the doctor's keen hearing only just caught the sound.
Art all comes down to personal taste, doesn't it? Now let me see you out.
The doctor strained to look back over his shoulder along the length of the gallery still unexplored. But there's so much more, he protested.
Another time, perhaps. Let me give you my card. You can call me for a proper appointment and I can show you the rest of my collection.
He handed the doctor a printed card. Name and address. That was all. Thank you, the doctor said, stuffing the card into his pocket. That's really very useful, though I do know where you live. McCavity had his arm round the doctor's shoulder, leading him to the door.
You'll come back, darling,
McCavity muttered again, seeming not to notice that the doctor had heard.
Till next time then, doctor,
he added more loudly.
As a hatter, the doctor said, nodding happily.
Oh, one thing.
Yes.
The impatience was obvious in McCavity's tone.
You didn't get angry with Rod and the others then?
I never lose my temper.
McCavity said, levelly.
Well, that's good, the doctor said.
He smiled and McCavity turned to go. He stopped frozen as the doctor said,
You know, I was so sorry about your wife.
McCavity turned slowly back towards the doctor. His face was white. He was shaking.
She'll come back to me, he said. Be sure of that. She hasn't left me, not really. She'll be back. You'll see.
Oh, I do, the doctor replied, quietly, sadly.
Believe me, I do.